The National Organization for Women, or NOW, used to be a group known for fighting for what they defined as women's rights. But a recent post by the group on X reveals that maybe they're no longer sure who is a woman.
Here to unpack present-day issues from a biblical perspective is Janet Parshall.
On March 31st, the feminist group posted this on X. Repeat after us. Weaponizing womanhood against other women is white supremacist patriarchy at work. Making people believe there isn't enough space for trans women in sports is white supremacist patriarchy at work. So let me break this down. What the group is saying is that if you don't make room for men in female sports, men who self-define as women, you are somehow guilty of being a white supremacist who supports patriarchy. Well, first, what does skin color have to do with this? Aside from being a hyperbolic word bomb, the answer is nothing. The categorical concern here is sex, male and female, not race. Secondly, the word patriarchy is defined as a system of society or government in which men hold the power and women are largely excluded from it, taking away the ability of women to have an even playing field in sports by allowing men whose lungs are bigger, bones are stronger, and muscles are denser to compete against women is the very definition of holding the power. Paradoxically, NOW was one of the chief advocates for passage of Title IX of the Education Act Amendments of 1972, which prohibits sex discrimination by any educational institution that receives federal funding, including grade, middle, high schools, and post-secondary institutions. Women weren't given the chance to compete in sports among themselves like men, so for over 50 years, Title IX has afforded women that opportunity. So how in the world is not supporting the concept of men, disguised as women, competing against and as a woman, patriarchy? NOW should review the new study from British pediatrician Dr. Hilary Cass, which states that children presenting with sudden-onset gender dysphoria are actually suffering from other mental health issues, not gender dysphoria. Cass also found that some of these mental health issues stem from a difficult family situation or domestic abuse. NOW actively supported the Violence Against Women Act, legislation aimed at curbing domestic violence, which passed in 1994. With their support of trans male athletes, where does that put the organization today? The X posting by NOW was eventually deleted, probably because the statement made was ludicrous and it ultimately fell under its own weight. But the post clearly gives evidence that even this aging feminist group has been infiltrated by this most toxic social contagion. The Bible tells us in James 1:8 that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The post on X by the National Organization for Some Women reminds us that there is equality among the sexes, because clearly women can be very double-minded and equally as unstable. Those are my thoughts. I'm Janet Parshall.
For more information, go to janetparshallcommentary.org or email us at janetparshallcommentary@moody.edu.